And now, right now, in studio with us, we have Ntombuzuko Bota, who is the founder and CEO of the Hope Foundation. She is Mother Hope, who has a big heart and is always happy to assist another person. Ntombuzuko is a Heart of Gold competition winner, amongst all other things. She joins us now in studio to tell us more about her book titled A Seed Grown into a Flower. Welcome to the show, Ntombuzuko. How are you today?
Hi, dear. I am a bit cold.
Yeah.
Thank you. And how are you? You look so beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, we are great. Just glad that it's Friday and school's over.
Yes.
How did your journey start as an author?
So I started writing in a WhatsApp contact. I had a WhatsApp contact where I would write everything that I'm thinking. I would write whatever. Also, I had a journal book where I would write how my day went and how everything, how did I experience the day? How did I see things differently today? What was the lesson out of the day? So that is how I started as an author.
Can you please tell us more about A Seed Grown into a Flower?
Okay, so A Seed Grown into a Flower is my first book. I wrote it when I was in my first year in university.
Wow.
I started actually writing it and I finished it at the end of my second year, closer to my third year. It's a book about self-love journey. I grew up hating myself because I saw myself as different from other kids. I thought I needed certain body features to be perfect as a woman. So it is a book that I am expressing how everything made me feel because of the hate that I had. Yes.
Wow.
What inspired you to write this book?
It was the hate that I had for myself. I wanted to let other people know that we face challenges as young girls, and the challenges lead us to seeing ourselves differently. And also as young kids, we go through things that parents might not even be aware of. So yeah.
And what would you say were some of the challenges you faced when writing this book?
Okay, so first of all, when I wrote the book, I did not think I was writing a book. So as I've said, I would write what I was thinking, what came into my mind and everything. Oh. But the challenges that I faced was to publish the book because it was quite, I needed some money for it.
Oh.
So that is why I stayed for a period of 2 to 3 years without publishing it, so because the finances were a challenge. Yes.
Can you please tell us more about the Hope Foundation?
Oh, that's my baby, my child. So the Hope Foundation, we provide donation services to kids in orphanage homes. We also assist kids in disadvantaged homes. We assist them with groceries, clothes, and also we assist with motivational speaking. And also we try and provide some care, show them love. So we go to them on a monthly basis to play, to engage and get to know how they are. So that is what the Hope Foundation does. I also started it when I was 17 years old.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes.
And what would you say are your plans for 2022?
2022, it is to ensure that I am selling so many copies of my book and also to add hope for our organization as much as we can and also to be happy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, my sister asked many of our guests this question, but
yes.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
To stop child abuse. If I had a superpower, that one superpower, it would be to see when a child is going through the most, when a child is unhappy, and also when a child is being abused, and be like Spider-Man. Just come in there and do my best to show that the kid feels safer. Yes.
And is there anything else you'd like to say?
I'd like to say I am very proud today to be interviewed by younger babies who are so beautiful. It shows, and also it reminds me that I started everything very young and it does not make me any different. There are a whole lot of us, and it also empowers a young kid that's listening that you can make a difference and you can do something that is very huge, big. I mean, at your age, I'm not sure I would have been able to to be like a presenter or something. So, yes, I just want to say thank you and keep it up. Yes.
Yeah. I like how you started writing the book and what the book is based on. I think it's very inspiring and it's so cool and incredible that there are people out there that, you know, want to boost other people's self-confidence. So I think that's great.
Yes, thank you so much. Indeed, I think if you know that there's someone who suffers with what you've suffered with, you are able to work on the issue, and also you are able to make something positive about it, because low self-esteem can drag you into things that you did not think you would see yourself on, and it will also try and stop you to achieving so much goals because you think that you're different and you think that you're not worthy to be in such positions.
Yes. Wow. Wow, this interview has just spread a lot of positive vibes. Yeah, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thank you.